ज्ञान सज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षु मिलितां येना तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्यं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति सकलांतिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवां श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सवन रघुनाथान्वितं तां सजीवम्। हे कृष्णा कृष्णा सिन्धो दीनबन्धु जगत्पति गोपीश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते। तत्वकांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृखभानुसुति देवी प्रणमामि हरिके। मिस्टर प्रिंसिपल बॉयज एंड गर्ल्स, आई एम very happy to meet you, and I shall try to explain what is this Krishna consciousness movement that we have inaugurated from the Western world. I was long before I wrote one letter to Mahatma Gandhi, perhaps in the year 1946, requesting him to preach the gospel of Bhagavad Gita as it is. I told him that, Mahatma Ji, your position is unique and you are lover of Bhagavad Gita. Now, somehow or other, your people have attained independence. You can retire from this politics and take to the business of preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. Unfortunately, I did not receive any reply from him. He was so busy. The fact is that since a very long time I was thinking that throughout the whole world there are so many parties for political emancipation, which is only temporary thing, but there is no party representing Krishna or the Supreme Personality of God. That was my dream, that if Lenin and other big political leaders, they could form their party, why not Bhagavad Gita or the followers of the Bhagavad Gita or the devotees of Lord Krishna do form a party to preach this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. That was my ambition. But I tried to start this movement in India. I saw Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, I saw President Radhakrishnan, I saw Lal Bihari Shastri, many prominent men, and requested them that this is Indian original culture, Krishna consciousness. And if we present this Krishna consciousness movement in its right form, people will accept it and the whole world will be benefited. But of course, I was sympathetically received by Lal Bihari Shastri. He was very much sympathetic with me, and our president Radhakrishnan, he promised that, Swamiji, maybe after retirement I shall join. Anyway, I could not get any help either from the politicians or from any other party, then I decided that I should go to America. And I was dreaming that if the American people will accept this Krishna consciousness movement, maybe our Indian brothers may follow them. So I went to America in 1965, September, alone, without, you know, government does not allow any money to be carried. So I had only 40 rupees with me. And somehow or other, I secured a free passage to New York, and I got my P-form passed also by the then Chief Controller of Foreign Exchange, Mr. Rao. Somehow or other, I reached Boston on the 17th of September 1965. But I was thinking that who will hear about my mission, because according to our Krishna consciousness movement, one must be free from all sinful reactions. Without being freed from sinful activities, nobody can understand the science of God. Most of you have read Bhagavad Gita. You will find that in the 10th chapter, Arjuna is addressing Krishna as Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhava. So God or Krishna is Pavitram Paramam, supreme, pure. So if you want to understand God, if you want to see God, if you want to associate with God, then you should also become pure. Without being pure, just like without being fire, nobody can enter into the fire. The temperature must be the same. Similarly, without being Brahma, nobody can understand Brahma. Therefore, according to Vedic injunction, a Brahmana is supposed to understand the Brahma. Brahma janati iti Brahma. So, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, jesam antagatam papam, means anyone who is completely free from the contamination of sinful activities. Jesam antagatam papam. Janānam punya karmaṇam. Persons who are engaged in pious activities, because if you are engaged in pious activities, then there is no scope of engaging yourself in impious activities. You can engage yourself in one sort of activity. Therefore, two things are there. Jesam antagatam papam, janānam punya karmaṇam. Te danna mahanirmukta bhajanti maam virabdhata. In another place, it is stated that mahatmanastu maam prasta dvaivi prakriti maas. Those who are mahatmas, they are not under the spell of this material nature. They are under the protection of the spiritual nature. In the Vedas, it is said that the Absolute Truth has multi-energy. Parasasati vividhaiva suyate sabhaviki jnana valakriyat. So, out of innumerable energies of the Absolute Truth, the living entities, we are also energy. That is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. We are paraprakritic, superior in it. The matter is inferior in it. And we living entities, we are superior in it, directly connected with the Supreme Law, as part and parcel. So, the Krishna Consciousness Movement means to understand Krishna, to understand one's own position in relationship with Krishna, and to act accordingly, and then attain the highest perfection of life. That is prajna. In Sanskrit, it is called sambandha, avidya, and prajna. We must first of all know what is our relationship with Krishna or God. Then avidya. Then according to that relationship, we have to act. And if we properly act, then the ultimate goal of life is achieved. What is that ultimate goal of life? The ultimate goal of life is to go home, go back to home, back to Godhead. This material world is temporary. Even this life, suppose you are sitting here, you are claiming yourself Gujarati. I am claiming myself as Bengali. They are claiming themselves as European American. But these claims are also temporary. They are not permanent. You are Gujarati, say, for 50 to 100 years. Then when your body is changed, you may become another species of life, maybe animal life, maybe demigod life. Then your identification as Gujarati is no more. You have another identification. In this way, we are simply changing different identification. Vāsānsi jinnāni jathā vihāya. Just like we change our dresses, from one collar dresses to another collar dresses. Similarly, this business is going on. I am changing in 8,400,000 species of life, going down, beginning from the Brahma Loka down to the Patal Loka. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Avrahma bhuvana lokan punaravartinajya. Even if you go to the highest planet by dint of your austerity pretenses, still you have to come back again. But madhyama gatya punarjanmana vidyate. These are stated in the Bhagavad Gita. If you come to my abode, then you'll have not to accept again material body. The Krishna Consciousness Movement means to understand one's real constitutional position, not to give away oneself with the waves of this material nature and changing one body to another, one another body to another perpetually. This human form of body is a chance to get out of the cycle of birth and death. We have read in the Bhagavad Gita, actually the living entity has no birth, no death. Na jayate na mriyate va. It has neither death nor birth. This birth and death are due to this body which we have accepted, and now we have temporary identifier. This is called upadhi. According to Vedic language, this is designation. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Gujarati, I am Bengali, I am European. These are only designations. You have to become freed from these designations. Sarvapadhi vinin muktam. When you become freed from all designations, tatparatena nirmalam and become purified by devotional service. At that time, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Vichyate. At that time, when your senses are engaged in the service of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti or Krishna consciousness. Bhakti or Krishna consciousness is identical. So we are teaching this philosophy all over the world. And I am very glad to inform you that our workers and members of the society are all young men and women. You will find my disciples who are here, they are from 20 to 30 years old. Nobody is more than 30 years. They joined me 5 years ago. So it is a good news that this movement is attracting all over the world the younger generation. And we have brought this younger Western youth and young women just to attract you to this movement. I hope that the younger generation of India also will try to understand this philosophy, Krishna consciousness. It is nothing new. It is not that we have introduced something new. It is the oldest. Nitya Shastrayana Purana. Purana means very old. It is not new. Krishna is eternal. We are also eternal. As it is stated in the Vedas, Nitya Nityana, Chetana Chetanana, Eta Bhunam Vidadati Tama. So, Krishna is Nitya, eternal. We are also eternal, but we have been covered by this material designation. Therefore, we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. We have to revive it. That is Krishna consciousness. That Krishna consciousness is dormant in everyone's heart. That is a fact. Otherwise, why these foreigners who never heard of Krishna 4 years back, how they are taking seriously to Krishna consciousness movement? So that is a tested fact that Krishna consciousness, as it is stated in the Shastras, we hear from Chaitanya Chaitamrita, it is said there, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna consciousness is eternal fact. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also taught this philosophy, Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. The constitutional position, eternal constitutional position of the living entity is to serve the Supreme Personality of God. There are many instances and basic evidences that the living entity is the eternal servant of God. Unfortunately, being entrapped by this material condition, he is trying to be master himself. Constitutionally, he is servant. And because he is artificially trying to become master, he is suffering. Anything, if you try to become artificially, that will be a cause of suffering. Best thing is that if you become satisfied with your constitutional position, that will give you happiness and satisfaction. Just like here, in your this educational institution, you are all students and there are teachers. But if you artificially want to take the position of a teacher now, that will be an uncomfortable position, because that is not natural. Better you remain as a student and take lessons from your teacher. That is very happy. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God, as you have read from the Bhagavad Gita. Mamai Vans Jiva Bhuta, the living entity, who are now identifying with this material world. They are my part and parcel. So constitutionally, we are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Just like a machine, there are so many parts. So a screw in the machine is a part of the machine, but it is not the machine. Although a screw may be very important part of the machine, but still the screw cannot claim that he is the whole machine. Similarly, there are various parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we cannot claim ourselves as the Supreme. The part and parcel business is to serve the whole. That is our natural condition. So, this subject matter is very long and philosophical, but the common substance is that we are minute part and parcel of the Supreme God. And God is the Supreme Whole. Our constitutional position is to serve Him. Therefore, Krishna says at the ultimate issue of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. That is our question. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is started to canvas this philosophy. Krishna says that Mam Ekam Saranam Vraja. We are seeking, just become Krishna conscious. The same thing. There is no difference. And because we are saying exactly the same word as Krishna said, therefore we are representative of Krishna. Just try to understand our position. Krishna says that Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mam Ekam Saranam. Give up all other occupations. Simply engage yourself in my execution of order. Just like Arjuna did. Don't mistake giving up of all other engagements and to employ oneself in the service of the Lord does not mean that you have to give up all your worldly connections. That's not a fact. Because Arjuna was a fighter before learning the Bhagavad Gita, and he remained a fighter after learning the Bhagavad Gita. The difference is that in the beginning he was not Krishna conscious. He was thinking out of his own consciousness. But after being taught of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, he agreed to act according to the order of Krishna. Kari se vachanam tava. Krishna inquired from Arjuna that now what you have decided. That means Krishna does not interfere with your independence. God never interferes with your independence. Not you are not full independence, but a minute independence of God, because you are part and parcel of God. So, Krishna does not interfere with your minute independence. Therefore, you ask Arjuna, now what you are going to do? Now, Arjuna said voluntarily that Kariste Vatanangtava. That is the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. You learn Bhagavad Gita and you follow the orders of Krishna. When you do that, you are in perfect Krishna consciousness and your life is perfect. This philosophy you are teaching through many books, magazines, and lecturing, touring all over the world. So our request is that you also try to understand what you are doing and join us and make this movement progressive so that the whole world will be peaceful and happy not only in this life but also in the next life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Lecture was recorded at the MTV Arts College in Surat, India, 1970, December 24.